This is the hour when it's our goal to have live music or other types of performance from adults in our region, and today is no exception. We have Connor Parente with us. Connor is from Greenfield. He is going, I believe, has an album release show that's coming up soon. We'll talk about that, but let's first take a listen to a song from him. Here is Connor Parente.
This is my newest single. Just came out yesterday. The song's called Hieroglyphics. I wanna be young just one more time. I want one more chance to do it right. I wanna scream from the balcony, smoking cigarettes and irony. I wanna be the man that rolls you like a stone. I learned it from the highway mystics. I've been reading up on hieroglyphics, and I think they've seen a thing or two. The revolution's never really through. Oh, made mistakes in my past. Oh, I've seen faces go and faces last. I've seen lovers fall into the night. Seen legends who don't see the light. Watch out, or hard rain's gonna come. I learned it from the highway mystics. I've been reading up on hieroglyphics. And if we don't do it now, we never will. Take my arm, we got time to kill. You're a memory on a road run through history. Back when gods had walked the earth, Lennon singing about a rebirth. It's enough to show us what we're worth. Oh, and as the streets cave in on the highway's night, I strip myself of name and right. Damn, keep watching from there. Promised I would if I played it right. Never gonna die, and I learned that from the highway mystics. Yeah, I've been reading up on hieroglyphics, and as we ride into the end, I'll remember you, my.
Connor Parente, what a song. You both play. It's interesting. There's a mix of certainly hard driving as you play and as you sing, but also the lyrics are very intricate and there's a lot going on in the song. It's a great combination when it all comes together. How old is that song? You mentioned it's going to be the new single. It is the new single, but when did you write it and how did it come to you?
Well, I wrote this whole record. I wrote within probably the span of 6 months to a year. I spent writing this record and this was actually the last song that I wrote for it. It was about, I want to say, 3 years ago. This one a little less than that. But I this one I wrote in kind of a strange way that I don't normally do, in that I had all the rest of the songs and I was in the studio recording them. And I just needed one more track for it to be, you know, the right length and to, you know, flow the way I wanted it to. And I never really force myself to write a song like that. I don't prompt myself. It kind of just happens. So, and I had this idea. I just had that that tagline that I learned it from the highway mystics. I've been reading up on hieroglyphics, and because that's the only thing I think that rhymes with hieroglyphics. And so, and I had that name title, I had that title, and I had that that hook, and I kind of, and I just, I built it around that, and built it around, I don't know, this nostalgia for the 60s and 70s. That I feel like a lot of people are having more now, and that I definitely did at the time, and still do, but much more than I was all in that world.
That song does evoke a sense of nostalgia as you listen to it, and it's interesting. Is it the first song on the album? Does it kick off?
No. It's right in the middle. It's the end of the A side.
But it was pivotal and important. It ends up being the first single. And sometimes you were probably wise to put it aside so you could get your other work done and come back to it so that it wouldn't hold you up. Connor Parente is who you're listening to. His release show is January 9th at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls, and if you go to ConnorParente.com, you can find out more information about it. We're going to listen to another song. Afterwards, I want to find out a little bit about how you got started doing this, but let's have you play another song first. What would you like to play?
This one was my first single. I came out almost 2 years ago, I think, and maybe it was a year ago. I lose track of time, but this song is called "Going Electric." Standing there, pale face, flowers in your hair. Oh, my heart was beaming. Back then I was waking up, had a dream, and baby it's tough, but I'm still dreaming. How long before we call it quits?
I still can't get it. Let go, can't grow. Rock music on the radio. Can't fall if you go slow, no. I can't see you anymore, oh no. You say my music's alright. I guess you had some better in mind, but all's forgiven. Cause I seen how these blues boys play, unscathed but soft and safe. And I'm going with them. Will you face your world against the wild? I ain't gonna live for long, so let's ride. Let go, can't grow. Rock music on the radio. Can't fall if you go slow, no. I can't see you anymore, oh no.
Connor Parente at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that powerful style is something to behold. I put a short little video clip up so you could see him here. I'm sure there's more at his website, ConnorParente.com. If you go to our social media, you can see it too. Tell me a bit about, were you born and raised in the Pittsburgh area?
So I was born in Monroeville, and I lived there till I was about 7 years old. And then I moved into Irwin, and that's where I guess I spent most of my childhood from like 7 to 13. And then I moved into my house where I live now in Greenfield. And so, yeah, I've always been around the Pittsburgh area, but jumping a bit through the suburbs.
Yeah. How did you discover music and more or less get to where you are now?
Interesting question. Well, I've been doing theater all my life as a child. I was doing like 11 shows a year.
Wow.
At one point.
So this would be like high school musicals?
Much before that, I was doing a professional local theater. And I just, that's what I was doing for a long time, and I loved that. And at one point, I was planning on going to get my BFA in acting. But I just, I don't know. I don't really know. It just all came on me at once. I, a friend of mine showed me Led Zeppelin and Bob Dylan and The Doors and all that, and he was kind of my spiritual guide through music and got me into all this great music, and I guess it's finding that music that made me want to start writing. And I had never picked up a guitar before I was 13 when I started learning.
What is kind of fascinating, so you've had spent a lifetime bringing the thoughts and words of other people to audiences and probably really enjoying it, or you wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
And probably doing it pretty well, or you wouldn't be cast in so many productions. And then did you slam on the brakes, or was it more of a subtle transition?
It was a subtle transition. It wasn't just, hey, I'm doing this now. But I found my passion and I had to go with it, you know, all in.
And, you know, stage presence and understanding audiences is always going to help you.
Yeah,
as a musician.
That it was very important training that really helped me along the way. I mean, when I first, you know, got up on the stage to play my own songs, a lot of people would be, you know, terrified, I feel, but it was my first go around the block, and you know, that performance aspect and keeping people engaged and you know, just these fundamentals of art that you learn about in anything, they will help you in another form.
It's great to realize and understand that, and I appreciate you sharing a bit of that backstory. Too. I think it's important to understanding how an artist comes to be, and as people consider their own lives, the pathways that a person ends up taking. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, here on Community Radio. Connor Parente is the voice that you're hearing. He's being generous with his stories as well as with his music, a release show coming up on January 9th at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's in Millvale. ConnorParente.com is how you can get more information about it. You've got vinyl and CDs as part of it. Physical product is making a little bit of a comeback, isn't it?
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, it's I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I think vinyl units might be at a significant high right now compared to what they were, say, in the 80s or 90s. And it's nice to be able to have a physical item representative of what you actually saw, plus the audio quality is usually better too.
Yeah, and I think that goes kind of to I think people are tired of all the streaming services and not actually owning their stuff. And, you know, at any point this could be taken off your streaming, or you could, you know, lose your subscription. And I think people are realizing, again, that it's nice to own something, you know, and this is mine, this is my record, and I'll put it on until the grooves are worn out and you can't stop me, you know?
Yeah, and you're actually contributing something meaningful to the artist as opposed to the literally pennies that Spotify plays bring to most artists. Connor Parente, here, what do you want to do next?
This next song is also one that's out now, so you can brush up on that before the album release. I wrote this one, inspired by, the book, All Quiet on the Western Front, and a scene from that, And yeah, at this point, I was reading that book in school, and I had a friend of mine who was thinking about going to the Navy, and I had all this art and all these feelings, and I put him into this one. This song's called Martyrdom.
About the winter, as if I never stood in the cold. Tell me how the mountains rise on up on an open road. Talk about the robin singing in the trees and how their song could bring a man to his knees. Tell me that a young man doesn't have. Give me one more summer, as if I ain't been burned by the sun. Tell me that I'm sorry for the things that I've done. Make me believe it's not black and white, that we can return from this mortal fight. Tell me that the flesh is not as weak as the heart. Take a message back from me. Don't wanna be a memory sitting in a lock-in, lying on your chest. Tell them we had fought the best. We fell in martyrdom. Something sweet for my son. Sing me that old love song, as if he ain't gonna turn back around. They can't afford to lose all these things that we found. The only way to win is to lay down your arms. Don't let them twist you into something you are. We were wrong, oh, we're so wrong to let go. Take a message back from me. Don't wanna be a memory sitting in a locket, lying on your chest. Tell them we had fought the best. We fell in martyrdom. Something sweet for my son. Oh no, I'm running free. Getting out. Drop the keys right by my shift and sends them down. Oh, don't ask me questions, cause this is it. The reaper waits, the angels cry over the hill inside my mind, and now I.
Connor Parente, did your friend hear that song?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. It's a well, well written, and as all of your songs that you've shared this morning are. When you're at the album release show, is it just you, or will you
No, it'll be a full band set up. Yeah, we'll have a keys, harmonica, drums, bass, guitar, all that. It's going to be a real rock show.
And you're acoustic or electric at that show?
I'll be playing a little bit of both.
Yeah, I can hear the energy you bring simply with an acoustic guitar is remarkable. With a band behind you, it's probably going to be it'll be different. Mm-hmm. I was going to say even better, but that's not the right way to put it. It'll just be different. The release is out and available. I don't have the name of it. Is it Hieroglyphics?
Hieroglyphics, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's
just guessing.
The album name. Yeah.
Yeah, from that first song. I think we have time for two more, right? I'm trying to keep count. What would you like to do next?
This is a song. All these songs are on the upcoming album. I think this is the first one I've played that isn't released yet. This song I wrote about, it's about growing up, and it's got a little bit of a Pittsburgh color in there. This song's called Golden Black.
Past the border of conviction, need something harder than prescription. I need a high that'll break my mortal mind. Something so much bigger than our time. Too much exposure captured from another distance. Full disclosure riding on a sixpence. Scarlet dreams are bursting from my seams. Real life is only in my dreams. Pre-falling back into your eyes, vagabond in hazy skies. The winter wind only blows the cold within. Baby, we gotta act fast. Where paradise is at, in a land of gold and black. Lost illusions fixed on what I've written. Stand back from the body that I've been in. Oh, cold and clean, that's how my soul it seemed. I miss you, but damn, do I miss me. Oh, but beneath the bow we playing gently through my dreams. Moving on far from my past dependency. The smokestacks beckon as old faces take their leave. Bum me a cigarette. I'm drifting off to sleep, and I see burning ashes, green and undetermined. Facts vital, spoken like a sermon. I am good, I can make it as I should. Oh, rings around an ancient block of wood. Oh, Lord, eyes, vagabond in hazy skies. The winter wind only blows the cold within. Baby, we gotta act fast. Oh, come on, show me where paradise is at. In this land of gold and black. In a land of gold and black. in a land of gold and black. I ain't never, ever, ever, ever coming back.
Connor Parente, it's really been fun having you here. Off the air, I had asked Connor, because I sometimes can't remember everything, I said, you've been here before, right? And as soon as he started his first song, I knew I didn't have to answer that question, because his style is quite unique. I think you'll enjoy seeing him and hearing him if you get a chance to check him out at his album release show, January 9th at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Before the last song, is there anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't talked about today regarding your music or?
I think we covered it.
We probably did. I just always, my experience is sometimes somebody is itching to say something that I didn't give them space for.
Come to the show. Hope you enjoy.
Perfect.
Buy a record, stream the songs.
What do you want to finish up with?
This one's going to be a slow song. Or a short song, but a slow song. This one is called I'll Be By Your Side.
Thanks for being with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
Crossroads we're both standing at. Whenever the moon and the stars roll up high, open your arms and let life be a guide. I'll stand by, I'll be by your side.
Connor Parente, thank you for being with us today.